guest analyst this afternoon. Don Rowe is president of U.S. Commodities. And Don, we saw a grain and livestock market here today. Livestock mostly higher. Grain market kind of traded both sides here for most of the day.
You know, Randy, a lot of these markets are, I guess the best way we put it, they're on hold. We've kind of reached some lower levels, not only in the grain, but in the livestock and the energies, and waiting to see what happens with this coronavirus. Are we starting to stabilize the situation? Are we going to unthaw and gradually people get back to work and the economy start to, rather than sputter, pick up a little steam? So it feels like that's it. And on the grain, more chatter continues. Are we going to see less corn acres, more bean acres? So corn higher, beans lower, and certainly we're the cheapest corn in the world, so that's given us some support. And Brazil still 17 cents cheaper than we are on soybeans.
Yeah, and even with oil prices where they're at, the shipping still is taking us out of some of those wheat markets.
Yeah, this week Egypt bought wheat. They bought it from Russia. We were just too high. And, so that just tells us. But when you get to new crop, a substantial difference. When Russia wheat, for new crop is 85 cents cheaper as you get into late June, July. So the old crop wheat, still holding together. But by the time you hit new crop, there's plenty of competition out here. So wheat bounced back today. Probably more to do with just technical short covering after a slump here this last week.
Yeah, right. Cattle markets, actually not bad. We maybe had the front couple of months in the fat cattle a little softer, but everything else seemed to be higher.
Well, I think when you look at it, meat market, kind of like the grain market and the energy markets, just sitting down here. We already have big discounts in the market for all the slaughter issues, the backup at the slaughtering plants, at the feedlot, the grocery stores, tightening the supplies there. We have beef and pork moving up sharply as you have the feedlots backing up. And cash cattle trading lower here. It looks like we could have a 95-97 trade this week versus 105 last week, and the cutout moving sharply up again. So packer margins continue to go more in the black on both pork and beef.
Okay. Anything else we need to be talking about?
Well, I think we're going to watch the weather in South America. We're going to watch the corona cases in Brazil, our big competitor, as they're moving into the fall, and it looks like those cases are on the rise.
Don Rose, U.S. Commodities.